Hey, I'm Nancy from the Life Songs Morning Show, and this is my blog titled Spring Cleaning. I love spring. I'm one of those people that loves to organize and purge around this time of year. There's such a sense of accomplishment for me when I open my cabinets and closets and everything is in its place. I also love to-do lists. My taskmaster personality helps me focus and get things done. So as I'm in the midst of doing some spring cleaning, God showed me spring is a good time to do a spiritual cleaning as well. So here's what my new spring to-do list looks like. Step one, you have to see the dirt before you can clean it. Cleanse your heart to become spiritually healthy. We can't clean ourselves. Instead, we must draw near to God and ask Him to do the cleansing. Psalm 51, verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Step two, clean out your mouth. No, not with soap. As your heart gets clean, so should what's coming out of your mouth. Do you notice yourself saying negative things about your neighbors, friends, coworkers, even family? When you catch yourself gossiping, stop and notice how you feel. Are you angry at this person? Do you feel resentful toward him or her? Be honest about how you're feeling. This includes the challenge to stop complaining. Luke 6:45 says, "The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." Step three, dust off your thinking. Renew your mind and take out the garbage. What are the habitual patterns of thinking you want to change? Do you criticize yourself a lot? Do you have a hard time focusing when something needs to get done? Pick one change you want to make. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Step four, repent for hidden sin and clean out your spiritual closets. Hidden sin will destroy your life, your peace, and even your health. The Bible says to confess your sin, tell someone, reach out for help. When your spiritual closets are clean, the heaviness from hidden sin will lift. Psalm 32:3-5 says, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." Step five, cleanse your heart. Release unforgiveness and bitterness by getting rid of old baggage. Who haven't you forgiven? You can go way back, or you can focus on what happened over the winter. What emotion has built up inside of you that you're ready to clear out? Any sin will weigh you down, but long-kept unforgiveness and bitterness is like old baggage in the attic that you just can't seem to part with. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress." Step six, polish. Once you've cleared out the dirt that's accumulated, you're ready to shine. Involve Jesus in your daily life and let the sun shine in. Psalm 56:13 says, "For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light." So while you're cleaning out your closets and sweeping under the furniture, think about this. Spring cleaning, while worth the effort, will only last for a season. But spiritual cleansing could have an eternal influence. So don't just dust behind those bookshelves. Instead, dust off that favorite Bible and get ready for a spiritual spring cleaning.